You are listening to part two of Thunder Rose by Geraldine Nolan, illustrated by Kadir Nelson. I suspect Tater is the right kind of horse for the long drive northward. On Rose's first trip to Abilene, while right outside of Caldwell, that irascible, full of outrage and ear outlaw Jesse Baines and his gang of desperados tried to wrestle that herd away from Rose. Using the spare metal rods she always carried with her, Rose lassoed those hot-tempered hooligans up good and tight. She dropped them off to jail, tied up in a nice, neat iron bow. It wasn't any trouble at all, she told Sheriff Weaver. Somebody had to put a stop to their thieving ways. But that wasn't the only thieving going on. The mighty sun was draining the moisture out of every living thing it touched. Even the rocks were crying out. Those clouds stood by and watched it all happen. They weren't even trying to be helpful. Why, the air had turned so dry and sour, time seemed to all but stand still, and there was not a drop of water in sight. Steer would not move without water, and that was making those bulls mad, real mad. And when a bull gets angry, it's like a disease that's catching, making the rest of the herd mad too. Tater was looking parched and mighty thirsty. I've got to do something about this, Rose declared. Stretching out several iron rods, lasso fashion, then launching Cole high into the air, Rose hoped she could get the heavens to yield forth. She caught hold of a mass of clouds and squeezed them hard, real hard, all the while humming her song. Gentle rain began to fall, but anyone looking could see there was not enough moisture to refresh two ants, let alone a herd of wild cows. Suddenly, a rotating column of air came whirling and swirling around, picking up everything in its path. It sneaked up on Rose. Whoa there! Now, just hold on a minute, Rose called out to the storm. Tater was helpless to do anything about that sort of wind. Those meddlesome clouds caused it. They didn't take kindly to someone telling them what to do, and they were set on creating a riotous rampage all on their own. Oh, this riled Rose so much, she became the only two-legged tempest to walk the western plains. You don't know who you're fooling with, Rose called out to the storm. Her eyes flashed lightning. She bit down and gnashed thunder from her teeth. I don't know why anyone would want to mess with a pretty young woman who had the power of thunder and lightning coursing through her veins. But pity for them, the clouds did. Rose reached for her iron rod, but there was only one piece left. She did not know which way to turn. She knew Cole alone was not enough to do the job right. Unarmed, against her own growing thirst, and the might of the elements, Rose felt weighted down. Then that churning column split, and now there were two. They were coming at her from opposite directions. Rose had some fast thinking to do. Never being one to bow down under pressure, she considered her options, for she was not sure how this would all come out in the end. Is this the fork in the road with which I have my final supper? Will this be my first and my last ride of the roundup? She queried herself in the depths of her heart. Her contemplations brought her little relief as she witnessed the merciless, the cataclysmic efforts of the windstorm bent on her disaster. Then the winds joined hands and cranked and churned a path heading straight toward her. Calmly, Rose spoke out loud to the storm as she stood alone to face the rack and ruin, the multiplying devastation. I could ride at least one of you out to the end of time. But I've got this fortunate feeling rumbling deep in the pit of me, and I see what I am to do with it this day, Rose said, smiling. The winds belted at a rumbling pitch. Rose squarely faced that storm. Come and join me, winds! She opened her arms wide as if to embrace this torrent. She opened her mouth as if she were planning to take a good long drink, but from deep inside her she heard a melody so real and sweet and true. And when she lifted her heart, she unleashed her song of thunder. It was a sight to see. Rose making thunder and lightning rise and fall to the ground at her command, at the sound of her song. Oh, how her voice rang out so clear and real and true. It rang from the mountaintops. It filled up the valleys. It flowed like a healing river in the breathing air around her. Those tornadoes, calmed by her song, stopped their churning masses and raged no more. And gentle as a baby's bath, a soft, drenching, and soaking rain fell. And Rose realized that by reaching into her own heart to bring forth the music that was there, she had even touched the hearts of the clouds. The stories of Rose's amazing abilities spread like wildfire far and wide. And as sure as thunder follows lightning and sun follows rain, whenever you see a spark of light flash across a heavy steel gray sky, listen to the sound of the thunder and think of Thunder Rose and her song. That mighty, mighty song pressed on the bull's eye that was set at the center of her heart. The end.